T double V double B, ten of B. We are smack dab in the middle of what I believe to be the deepest field in the history of the preposterous statement tournament. So many preposterous statements, so many to choose from, so many decisions to make. Well, guess what? The fans, the listeners, the voters have spoken. Let's take a look at the PST double V results, and then we'll move on to the pairings as well.
This is Silly 16. The winners of these statements are in the Ialto 8.
Wow.
East Region.
How long until we crown a champion?
It's got to be soon. It speeds up. I mean, it'll be
right
later this week or Monday.
Love it.
After at JoeyCrack08 tweeted, really want to see PA on the mic and Wobby take a stand and call out the players that did not do well today. Not many positives from this. Wobby responded, then watch and listen to our stuff. We do that every time. He went up against AJ Mansoor, who tweeted, all these basketball experts trashing Gopher basketball right now. Never ever do you practice how to play in a 5-on-3 scenario. They could have handled it better, but what do you expect? Wobby advances over AJ Mansoor 54-46%.
Always a bridesmaid for AJ, first in the vice basketball tournament.
State high school basketball tournament?
Yeah, to who?
To
Tolleson.
Yeah, to Jaska.
First he finishes a runner-up to Tolleson, and now he finishes a runner-up to Wobby. Sad, really. Another tough loss. Will AJ be able to get over this, do you think? I mean, I know the Tolleson thing, losing at the state basketball tournament, was tough. But this has to be...
And AJ's lost in the championship of PSD before, too.
This has to be devastating. It has to be devastating.
East Region.
The number three seed is Sean Spicer.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a... You know, someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
He went up against the number two seed, Steve Palazzo, from Pro Football Focus, who tweeted... Talk to an AFC executive who thinks Baker Mayfield missing his press conference due to the flu is a sign of a weak immune system that simply won't play in the difficult weather of the AFC-NFC North.
And?
Sean Spicer, 54-46% over Steve Palazzo. So the 2-6 statements are gone. Brady Quinn and Steve Palazzo.
In other words, you're telling me that Steve Palazzo is donezo.
He's donezo.
He's donezo. Steve Palazzo, donezo. Steve Palazzo was donezo.
Steve Palazzo was donezo. By the way, Steve Palazzo had a tweet from, because he's with Pro Football Focus, that was pretty much saying, had like analytic stats that showed you Kirk Cousins is basically an average quarterback.
No.
Yeah, the other day.
Mm. West Region.
The number one seed is O.J. Simpson.
I'm no danger to pull a gun on anybody. You know, I never have in my life. I've never been accused of it in my life. Nobody's ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. And Bruce knows that I would never do that. I never have.
He went up against the number four seed, Arian Foster, who said, I honestly think I can get a Wolf one-on-one, though. I'm 230. Wolves are what, 180, 200 tops? He has no thumbs. If I control his neck, he's donezo.
He's donezo. Thank you. You were setting me up.
I tried to set you up to say donezo.
I'm sorry. Is Foster donezo?
I think you're going to be a little disappointed. Arian Foster is donezo. 60-40% OJ wins. I can't believe it was not closer than that.
Yeah, I mean, because I thought, well, maybe people think that Arian Foster can fight a wolf to its death. I don't know, and they must believe it. I certainly didn't. I love this one.
The number three seed, Rich Gannon, said, it's inexcusable to me that quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, are left unattended to on Monday and Tuesday by many coaches. It's like leaving a child in a car seat in a locked vehicle while you have a drink at the bar. Absolutely insane, and it's happening with too many teams. I know because the quarterbacks tell me. He went up against Chuck Modi of the New York Daily News, who wrote, the next Drew Brees? It might sound crazy, but there is insane untapped potential in Giants backup and former Jets quarterback Geno Smith.
I think Gannon's donezo.
Gannon is still alive.
No!
He's going to the Ialto 8. 53-47% over
wow.
Chuck Modi.
Yeah, congratulations. What if Gannon were to win the whole thing, would he hold this as in high regard and be as proud of it as he is that MVP
It'd
trophy?
Be the first big trophy. Well, yeah, you're gonna
he had an MVP
he
trophy.
He didn't win the big game trophy.
No, but he did get an MVP trophy.
So Wobby, Spicer, Simpson, and Gannon have advanced to the Ialto 8. Let's take it the other side. These you can vote on right now at KFAN.com.
Midwest Region.
The number one seed, Deshaun Kizer, on his potential said, quote, Imagine taking Brady's intellect and Brady's preparation and putting it on a guy with Cam Newton's body. He goes up against the number 12 seed, Scott Adams, an author, who tweeted, I predict that kneeling teams will generally lose to standing teams. Kneeling triggers submissive body chemistry.
These are both body things, right? When you think about
sure.
it, it's intellect and the body and putting on preparation, imagination, intellect, and then it's kneeling and such like that. They're both great, 1 and 12. I can't pick a winner there. I think this might be one of those that goes down to the wire.
Midwest region.
Brad Osmus, the number 3 seed, said, defenders are standing out there for 20 minutes every half inning. They get into the dugout, and they're exhausted. They're drained. He goes up against the number 2 seed, Jerry Blevins, a New York Mets pitcher, who tweeted, knowing the batter isn't swinging can be more difficult to throw strikes. Ready to battle an opponent, suddenly you are battling yourself.
They're both good. I got to think that Brad will best Jerry Blevins, but we'll leave it up to the voters to decide.
South region.
The number 1 seed, Nick Wright, a host of FS1.
If the Warriors had to do it over again, they wouldn't have gotten Durant. And I think the facts bear that out.
He goes up against the number 5 seed, Clint Frazier, a Yankees prospect, who reportedly asked the team if they would unretire Mickey Mantle's number so he could wear it.
I'm a big Clint Frazier guy. I think
he might go all the way.
Well, I think this is the most preposterous statement in the entire tournament. They're for me, and there are so many, I would be disappointed if Clint doesn't win. But we'll see what people think. Nick Wright's pretty crazy, too.
South region.
The number 6 seed is LeVar Ball. He said, back in my heyday, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one. He goes up against the number 2 seed, Seth Davis, who tweeted, worst thing a team can do when it plays North Carolina is score a basket. Heels are back down the court so fast.
Is LeVar Ball saying he could beat Michael Jordan as preposterous as what's-his-face saying he could kill a wolf? Because they're both about a battle, head-to-head matchup, right?
I actually like Arian Foster's chances of killing a wolf one-on-one better than LeVar Ball beating Michael Jordan.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, there you go. Vote early, vote often.
We'll be down to 8 tomorrow.
Yep. Common Man program page at KFAN.com. I just got a text, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
From John St. Clair.
Yeah?
As a favor. He realizes what he did, hanging up on us during the middle of an interview, was a mistake.
Okay.
He's lined up an exclusive interview with us, with Kirk's cousin, next, on this program. The first time he's talked anywhere since free agency started. He'll join us next on the Common Man program on The Fan.
This is The Common Man, Dan Cole on The Fan.